From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer, takes fantastic care of us. He has done so much work this week. We're giving him the whole week off next week. So, boy, Rob, do enjoy super well-deserved days off next week. Next up on WKOK, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. It's the place I go almost every single time I watch any movie. I just don't want to watch a true dog, and I seek out the four-star movies or the four Boston Celtic movies, like for Uncut Gems, or the four Mistrial. Well, they're just stars on the website, but you get the idea. On a scale of 1 to 4, he's got a lot of movies rated. So I stay away from the 1.5s. I've kept track of all your ratings here. I don't see any ones. You don't give a movie a 1 very often, if ever.
It's got to be pretty bad to earn a 1, yeah.
Well,
we're going to come close today, though.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, well, let's do it. I saw the trailer for Addams Family, and I was like, what is going on? Let's see what movie Mike thinks about the Addams Family 2.
The 2019 animated Addams Family movie was a wonderful tribute to the popular Charles Addams creation. Despite having the same creative team, The Addams Family 2 feels like it was made by people who have no clue what makes these characters popular. The story finds Gomez and Morticia taking the clan on an impromptu road trip after a pesky social worker shows up, claiming that their daughter Wednesday might actually be the biological child of a deranged scientist. The film makes two fundamental mistakes. First, it takes the character out of their environment. They're funny living in their own weird world. Having them cavort around Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon is far less effective because the story has to contrive things for them to do there. The other mistake is having the Addamses interact with people who are just as offbeat as they are. Without the contrast of having normal people become shocked or appalled by their dark antics, any opportunity for comedy goes right down the drain. The all-star voice cast, including Oscar Isaac and Charlize Theron, is fine, and so is the animation. But the fact remains that this movie is just painfully unfunny. As anyone familiar with the theme song knows, the Addams Family is creepy, kooky, spooky, and ooky. The Addams Family 2 is crummy, lousy, stupid, and annoying. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5, Cousin It's.
They almost got a 1, didn't they?
Almost. This is a disappointment. You know, I grew up with the Addams Family. My son had his first exposure to it in 2019. I took him to see the original Addams Family movie that was animated, and he really liked it. So it was something we kind of connected with. So when they screened Addams Family 2 for me last weekend, I had him see it with me, and he felt the same way. He was like, this is not at all like the first one. So it disappointed me as a longtime Addams Family fan. It disappointed a 12-year-old as a new Addams Family fan. This movie just doesn't work. And as a sign of how little confidence the studio has in it, they have embargoed reviews until this morning.
Well, so what is happening? Well, it's the same movie makers. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the things are the same, but...
Well, we want to see the Addams Family together. We want to see them interacting together, and this movie takes them out of their house and out of their world and puts them in other places and keeps some of them apart for stretches of the movie and has them interacting with other characters who are very weird and eccentric. You know, the popularity of it comes from the fact that they kind of are a normal family. They're a family unit, and they love each other, but they're very dark and macabre and weird, and that's a shock to the people they encounter. Take them out of their house and put them around other crazy people, and everything just falls apart.
Okay, so it just doesn't work.
Right.
Is there something significantly they could have, or something subtle they could have changed to draw this film back together, or it just doesn't happen?
They needed a much better script.
Okay, so they needed a better script. Mm-hmm. They have good actors. The voiceover work is just crazy.
Yeah, great cast on the voice work.
I saw the trailer, and I can see what you're talking about. I don't think it's all in the trailer, but I can see it's kind of a disjunctive group of, you know, potential. Potentially interesting scenes, but then listened to the trailer one time, just listening to it, and I thought, oh my gosh, the voiceover is just ridiculously talented people on there. Who are some of the voiceover artists?
I mean, it's Oscar Isaac as Gomez, Charlize Theron as Morticia, Chloe Grace Moretz as Wednesday, Nick Kroll plays Uncle Fester and is very good, Snoop Dogg is Cousin It once again. again. Mm-hmm. They play all his dialogue in reverse to make him sound weird. So they definitely have some. Oh, and Bill Hader plays the crazy scientist who may be Wednesday's father. So they got an A-list cast here to do the voice work. They just had a D-list script.
Okay, so that didn't fall together nicely. Okay, 1.5.
Cousin Itz.
Cousin Itz. All right, super. All right, we'll add that to the list. You don't have too many 1.5s on here. So, but and you have doled out a 1 somewhere?
Yeah, actually, okay. I saw it last night, so I didn't have time to write a full review, so I'll probably give it a review next week. But Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the new Venom sequel that opens today, is terrible, and that has 1 star for me. My written review is already on the website. I'll probably review it here on the radio next week. But that is one that is definitely worth avoiding. It only gets 1 star.
Aisleseat.com is that website. Yeah, check it out. I really do. With so many streaming movies, you just have no idea what's any good. So this is, I really recommend folks use you. And then, you know, you can use some other services, too, if you think they might match up with your tastes. Okay, so that's Adam's Family 2. The Guilty, where Adam's Family 2 is where?
In theaters and on demand.
Okay, on demand. All right, The Guilty. Tell us about that film.
This debuts on Netflix today. It had a 1-week theatrical run last week, and today goes to Netflix, which is the company that produced it. And this is a remake of an excellent Dutch thriller from a couple years ago. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a disgraced cop who has been demoted to the 911 call center. And he's got this trial pending. You don't quite know what he did initially. But he gets a call from this woman who's very frantic. And he deduces that she has been abducted by her ex-husband and that their 2 young children have been left home alone. And he very quickly oversteps the boundaries to try to save these people. And I won't say anything more than that, except that this movie takes place entirely within this call center. And it's basically Jake Gyllenhaal on the phone for 90 minutes. And yet what happens and the way the story unfolds is so riveting. And where the story goes is so fascinating that it's absolutely gripping. So it's called The Guilty. I'm giving this one 3 stars. I probably would give it more had I not seen the original movie. I went into this when I already knew the twists and what happened. So that took away a little bit from the experience. But anybody who has not seen that original version is probably going to like this one a whole lot.
Now, in the trailer, there's some scenes outside the call center, but you're saying those are just super incidental? Or
just like little flashes here and there outside the call center, but for the most part, it takes place right in there. It's a 90-minute movie. It moves like a bullet.
Okay.
Just fast-paced. And what's so great about it is that Jake Gyllenhaal, of course, he's a terrific actor, but the actors that you only hear on the phone are also very good, and they convey the horror of what's happening. So it's a movie that really, really works, and it will pull you in and keep you in suspense for 90 minutes.
Okay. So you gave it 3...
Yeah.
Phone booths, maybe, yeah. in honor of the film.
Right.
Phone booth that was essentially 1 scene the whole time.
Right, right. So 3 stars for this one. Like I said, I might have given it 3.5 had I not seen the original, but still very much worth seeing on Netflix today.
Okay, so that is at Netflix. How's the box office doing? Of course, we know the numbers are tamped down, but much better than last year. You know, where are we kind of in relation to 2019 or something like that?
You know, it's hanging in there. Shang-Chi is doing really well. That has crossed the $200 million mark, so that is bringing audiences in. Free Guy has been bringing audiences in. Beyond that, there haven't been a whole lot of real big hits. Now, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is expected to at least have a strong opening weekend. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. People are turning out for these big event movies, but anything that's not at that level of a Marvel movie is really struggling.
At the theaters, okay.
At the theaters,
well, yeah.
Yeah,
I think streaming's probably taken a big bite out of that. And back before the chip shortage, you could get a TV as big as you wanted, you know, at a reasonable cost at a number of places. So a lot of people may be still streaming. I know at our house, we say, well, look, we spent $952,000 on TVs and a sound bar and all this other stuff. Let's watch at home while we can. And you pay for a streaming service as
mm-hmm.
well. All right, a Britney Spears update. She's free.
She's a step closer to freedom. This week, the judge ended the conservatorship with her father. She is still under a general conservatorship, but her father is now out of the picture, which she's been wanting. And that comes on the heels of some explosive allegations, including that he had her cell phone tapped and that he had some kind of recording device implanted in her bedroom. and then ordered his staff to destroy what was recorded because they didn't ever want anybody to hear it. Who knows what the story is there. It's obviously gotten very ugly, but she is a step closer to freedom now that her father is out of the picture.
All right, and what has happened since then? This happened 2 or 3 days ago. Is there any? Did she give away $1 million or something that is strangely unusual or anything since then?
Nope, not much has happened. She's just gone on social media and said how happy she is to be free of her father, which is understandable. So we'll see what happens from here. You know, obviously this has been a long road for her, but she's got a step in the right direction.
And why is there a conservatorship at all, father or otherwise?
Well, in her case, it has to do with mental health issues. Remember, she had that breakdown a number of years ago where she shaved her head and kind of had some well-publicized mental health difficulties. And that was when all of this started. Now, whether or not she's doing better these days, she's arguing that she is not at that low point she was before. Of course, somebody like Britney Spears, she is a multi-million dollar entertainment factory. You know, she's made a lot of money for a lot of people, so I'm sure that there are some around her, apparently including her father, who are maybe keeping that in consideration as opposed to keeping their focus where it should be, which is on her mental well-being.
All right.
She's got to be protected. The money has to be secondary.
Try to keep her stable. Okay. Marvel is suing to keep their best characters. Tell us about that.
Yes, the comic book powerhouse filed 5 lawsuits last week that challenged multiple copyright termination notices that have been filed by heirs of Marvel Comics writers. And Marvel is seeking to reclaim the rights to the likes of Iron Man, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Black Widow, and others. So if they lose this, the rights revert back to the families of the creators, and that could affect Marvel movies. They might not be able to make Marvel movies with certain characters depending on how that goes.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. Finally, James Bond film. Did I add that or did you add that there? James Bond film.
We talked about that. The next James Bond movie, No Time to Die, opens a week from today. It'll be Daniel Craig's last one. People have been asking the producers whether or not they have the next Bond in line. They came out this week and said, we're not even going to start thinking about that until 2022. I don't believe that for a second. I'm sure they have a mental short list of who they might want to get, but they're playing that pretty close to the vest for now. So we'll have to wait to see who Daniel Craig's successor will be.
All right. Well, we'll look for the James Bond film. It's funny how there's a wide range of global reviews of the James Bond film that are favorable, but it's being talked about around the world.
It's been released in other countries. Yeah, we're one of the last countries to get it.
Okay, that's kind of odd. Well, it's not our film, right? It's English, still an English film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Movie Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the movies. Movie Mike McGranahan, his appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.